Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Muslim Experience Podcast and I'm your host Farooq. Today inshallah I want to continue the stories of the prophets and we will cover Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him. Yusuf, which is also known as Joseph, was the beloved son of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, who also had 11 other sons. Binyamin, who was the youngest, was from the same mother as Yusuf, while the rest were half-brothers. Yusuf alayhi salam, whilst he was young, woke up one morning and was delighted by a beautiful dream. He ran to his father in excitement and said, "Oh my father, indeed I have seen 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating to me." Yaqub alayhi salam was overjoyed in realization that his son was indeed chosen by Allah, prophethood. However, Yaqub alayhi salam was also concerned about his older brothers and their reaction to this dream that he had had. For even though he treated them the same, they had some sort of jealousy towards Yusuf alayhi salam. He warned Yusuf to not relate this dream to his brothers should they plot against him. As time went by, Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers further envied him and started creating hatred towards him. One day they decided to plan to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam by throwing him into a well. So they approached their father and suggested that he should come out with them and an outing. Yaqub alayhi salam was very reluctant but said, "Indeed, it saddens me that you should take him, and I fear that a wolf would eat him while you are unaware." But the brothers insisted that they would be very careful and they would take good care of Yusuf and would make sure he was safe with them. The next day, Yusuf and all his brothers set out. They travelled far and searched for the deepest of wells. And when they finally reached the well, they grabbed Yusuf alayhi salam and removed his shirt. Yusuf alayhi salam began to struggle and pleaded with them to let him go. But the brothers eventually overpowered him and threw him down the well and rushed back home. The brothers ran to their father carrying Yusuf's shirt that was smeared with sheep's blood. They cried, "Oh, our father, indeed, we went racing with each other and left Yusuf with our possessions, and it seems a wolf ate him." Yaqub was very suspicious of this story. His heart believed that his son was still alive and his brothers were likely to have followed the footsteps of Shaitan to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam. He remarked that the wolf was very merciful indeed to have eaten up his son without tearing up his shirt. So he was very suspicious of this incident that they relayed to him with regards to the wolf. He prayed and prayed the return of his son to be safe. Meanwhile, Yusuf alayhi salam managed to hold on to a stone ledge and prayed to Allah to grant him salvation and to save him from this calamity. Soon, a caravan bound to Egypt stopped at this particular well to fetch water. The water was sent down with a bucket, and as it came up, they were shocked to see a handsome boy cling onto the rope. The caravan people immediately grabbed a hold of Yusuf and took him along with them to Egypt. There he was auctioned and sold as a slave to the highest bidder, who happened to be the treasurer, Al-Aziz. Yusuf's new master, who had no children, was completely taken to Yusuf. He told his wife to take good care of Yusuf, and they could either use him as a slave or take him as a son. Yusuf alayhi salam not only grew up to be handsome, but also he was blessed with exceptional knowledge and wisdom by Allah. He was very honest and won the heart of Al-Aziz, who placed Yusuf in charge of his household. During this period, Yusuf was confronted with his second trial, Zuleika, Al-Aziz's wife, who watched Yusuf. One day, when her husband was away, she closed the doors and invited Yusuf to her. Yusuf, fearing Allah, replied, "I seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is my master, who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed." He turned away and ran towards the door to try to escape. Zuleika chased after him in desperation and grabbed his shirt from behind and caused the shirt to rip. The door suddenly opened and Al-Aziz entered. Ashamed, she ran to him and cried, "What is this recompense of the one who intended evil for your wife, but that he be imprisoned or a painful punishment?" Yusuf was baffled and confused. He continued to deny his mistress's claim, saying, "It was she who sought to seduce me." Al-Aziz was a fair man. He was confused but was not really sure who to believe. So he consulted his wife's cousin for advice. If his shirt is torn from the front, then she had told the truth. And if he is of the liars, advised the cousin. Thus, Yunus's innocence was proven. Al-Aziz apologized for his wife's indecency and swore Yusuf to secrecy. He was not to tell anyone what had happened. Nevertheless, the story of Zuleika's pursuit spread amongst the women. They started ridiculing her character, wondering why or how she could do such a thing. And distressed, Zuleika wanted to prove to them how helpless she was and they would be in Yusuf's presence. Zuleika wanted to prove to them that they would also be helpless in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam. So one day they set up a banquet and all the women sat in her residence. She then served them fruit. When the women were happily chatting away, talking to each other, slicing fruit, eating and drinking, Zuleika summoned Yusuf. The women looked up at him, astonished at such angelic beauty and handsome. Without realizing, they cut their own hands. Zuleika seized the moment to announce that this was the man who she was blamed. Zuleika then warned Yusuf that if he denied her again, he would be imprisoned. To which Yusuf replied, "My lord, prison is more my liking than that to which they invite me." That night, Zuleika convinced her husband that the only way to safeguard her honor and his prestige was to imprison Yusuf. Thus, Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into prison. Whilst he was in prison, he was able to interpret dreams. He grew that ability to do this. Two of Yusuf's cellmates were mesmerized by his piety. They wanted him to interpret dreams that they had. One dreamt that he was serving the king wine, and the other was carrying bread on his head, which two birds were eating up. Yusuf initially called them to Allah. Then he interpreted, "O two companions of prison, as for one of you, he will give drink to his master of wine, but as for the other, he will be crucified, and the birds will eat from his head. The matter has been decreed about which you both inquire." One day, the king had an odd dream, and he summoned his men and said, "Indeed, I have seen seven fat cows being eaten by seven that were lean, and seven green spikes of grain and others that were dry. O eminent ones, explain to me my vision, if you should interpret visions." The cupbearer, who immediately remembered his companion in prison, who was a great interpreter, and informed the king of his impeccable skills. The king asked the cupbearer to allow himself to meet with Yusuf alayhi salam and inquire about this peculiar dream. Yusuf was overjoyed to see his companion, and this was indeed the plan of Allah. He narrated to him, "You will plant for 7 years consecutively, and what you harvest leaves in its spikes, except a little from which you will eat. Then will come after that 7 difficult years, which will consume what you advanced for them, except a little from which you will store. Then will come after a year in which people will be given rain, and which they will press olives and grapes." Amazed, the king ordered Yusuf alayhi salam to be presented before him, and Yusuf, however, refused to leave the prison until his innocence was proven. The king summoned the women relating to Yusuf's incident, and the women who had cut their hands spoke about Yusuf's innocence before the king. "Allah forbid, we know about him no evil." The wife of Al-Aziz was trapped. "Now the truth has become evident. It was I who sought to seduce him, and indeed, he is truthful." Yusuf alayhi salam's innocence was proven. He was released from prison, and he stood before the king and thanked him for his generosity. The king was very impressed of Yusuf's honesty. His mannerisms, his character, led him to be the storekeeper of all the storehouses across the land. Yusuf harvested and stored the crops for up to 7 years. Thereafter approached the years of famine, and this also reached the household of Yaqub in Canaan. Yaqub sent all his sons except Binyamin to Egypt to purchase provisions. Yusuf immediately recognized his brothers and provided for them, but kept his identity disguised. He casually inquired about their family. The brothers informed him that the storekeepers of the house back in Canaan and their father and brother back home. Yusuf had informed them to bring their younger brother along next time, or they shall receive no provision. He also placed money that they had paid with their supplies as an incentive to return back. The brothers return home and go to their father and say, "O our father, measure has been denied to us, so send us with our brother, that we will be given our measure. And indeed, we will be his guardians." Yaqub alayhi salam was enraged. How could he trust them when they had failed him so terribly with Yusuf before? After some time, however, and Yaqub had to send Binyamin with them for their provisions, he took their solemn oath to safeguard him. When they reached Egypt, Yusuf drew Binyamin aside and whispered to his ear, "Indeed, I am your brother, so do not despair over what they used to do to me." The following day, Yusuf filled his brother's bags with grain. He then secretly planted the king's golden ball in Binyamin's bag. And as they departed, the brothers were stopped by the king's soldiers, who were looking for the king's missing cup. The bags of the brothers were searched, and the missing cup turned out to be in one of the youngest brother's bags, Binyamin. The soldiers cried, "O caravan, indeed, you are thieves." The brothers were shocked. Brothers immediately remembered their sick father back home, and they vowed to bring Binyamin at all costs. They begged the soldiers to release their young brother and to take one of them instead, but the soldiers refused. The oldest brother said, "I will never leave this land until my father permits me or Allah decides for me." So the rest of the brothers left Egypt, leaving the eldest behind. When Yaqub learnt about his son's predicament, he wept and wept until he became blind. He turned to Allah for comfort through prayer, so that Allah could ease his pain. And soon he instructed his sons to return back to Egypt to inquire about their brother. As the sons returned to Egypt once again, they met Yusuf and pleaded that tragedy had befallen them. Yusuf turned to them and spoke in their native language. Do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? It didn't take long before the brothers realized that this person in front of them was indeed their long-lost brother, and they began to tremble in fear. But Yusuf comforted them and said, no reproach on you this day, may Allah forgive you. He then said, take this, my shirt, and cast it over the face of my father. His eyesight will return. The brothers returned to Yaqub and cast Yusuf's shirt over the face of their father, and Allah miraculously restored his eyesight. They turned to their father and they also asked Allah to forgive them for what they had done, and together they all set off to Egypt, where Yusuf alayhi salam welcomed them warmly. Yusuf raised his father upon a throne and said, oh my father, this is the explanation of my vision of before. My Lord has made it a reality, and he was certainly good to me, and he took me out of prison and brought you here from the Bedouin life after Shaitan has induced between me and my brothers. Indeed, my Lord is subtle in what he wills. Indeed, it is he who is the knower and the wise. Thus Allah reunited father and son. And this concludes the brief story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.